Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. And I hope all is well this evening. Today is January 7th, 2024, and you're now in the company of a biblical sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Arir Kennedy. And so my message today is love is the prize. And so as I was saying on my previous content, you know, everyone is focused on how we can manifest material things. First and foremost, number one, if you have faith in your spiritual God and keeper, first and foremost, you will always have faith that despite what you want does not mean that you lack. So first, we have to develop our relationship with God so that we can develop a strong mindset in the order that God has called us. He has set up an order for us to move in. And so I want you to perceive, if you can, what God, the Holy Spirit, has shown me. So we're all, as we come into the world, and by the age of 5, we are put to school. We are trained. We are developed mentally into preparing for a system that we are to be of service to after we get to 12th grade. Once we get to 12th grade, we get this diploma and we head out. And most of us look forward to a college experience. And this is supposed to further generate revenue, not just for ourselves, but for the system to which we belong. And I want you to understand that that is one system that we are a part of. But God had already had a plan prior to all of these things that has been developed. We understand that if we look at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, we understand that God created the world backwards, meaning that he had already in mind that he was going to create people or a humanity. So he worked backwards to create everything that humanity would need so that they would be well. Now, not only did he create humanity, but when he created humanity, he gave humanity his word. And his word was simply, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so we have to always look, I mean, even if you look into just that part of the text, we understand that God, we are predestined to operate in a system of God's spirit that we don't have to seek, we don't have to search for answers on our own. We find answers through him to which we say we belong. We learn how to develop a mindset to operate in the very narrative of God to which we belong. And the only way we can develop a mindset to the narrative that God has created us in and spoken over our life is that we have to daily have an unconditional relationship that, you know, whether we need or we don't, it is an unconditional relationship that we have. An unconditional relationship that we have to continue to indulge in, simply because out of respect and honor, whether we need God in this moment or we will need God unexpectedly in the next, it is just honorable that we honor God on a daily basis because God honors us the same. And so God shares this. He shares this vision. He shares this vision with me. And so, or this idea rather, that he wants me to grasp. And this is what I'm sharing with you guys. And so next, I want to share from the text of Deuteronomy. I want to share with you from Deuteronomy chapter 28, because everyone seems to like Deuteronomy 28 because it talks about blessings. But not only does it talk about blessings, but it also talks about obedience. And if you look at 1 Samuel, you'll find out that the word in that scripture in 1 Samuel says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And so I want to share real quickly from Deuteronomy 28, and it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord will set you high above all the nations of earth, on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And so the first snippet of his promise is to be connected to God, is to respect God enough to obey what he is trying to tell you, or not trying to tell you, but what he is telling you. And the more we can find it in ourselves to be obedient and to reap the truth that is connected to our obedience, the more we will be less consumed by our struggles or what it is we want versus what it is we have. And we will see things, we will begin to see things the way God wants us to see things versus the way we actually see things, and be able to enforce faith in place of desperation or feeling desperate, knowing that you have been given faith to create a way that the system that we have birthed into creates a lot of it creates a lot of debt. Being a part of our society truly causes us to be always in a form of debt. And God says otherwise. No, you're not a debt. You're not a debt. You are a great asset to the world that I created. Even though I have allowed all of these things to be around you, you are at the center. We're at the center of it, who believe in God. And so it can be overwhelming in the moment, but when we allow ourselves to practice our faith with God and allow God's faithfulness to pour on us, in us, in our hearts and in our mind and in our spirit, we gain strength to persevere through our faith. We are able to connect our faith to what it is we would like to see despite what actually exists before us. And so if God is saying, for who could be against you if God is for you? And so these are scriptures of encouragement to not lose faith because of what you see or what's going on a daily basis. There's a lot going on a daily basis. If you turn on the news, if you turn on the internet, there's a lot going on. And there are a lot of good people connected to it because we exist, we're living. And so we have to go about out and about among it. And so, and it's everywhere. It's in our families. It's everywhere. It's at school. It's in our children's, our children is connected to it. So we're all affiliated with this system. And unfortunately, this system is very defective. And everything is set up, but everything is set up in this system. And guess what? A lot of things are not being justly done. And we know these things. However, it is our faith that produces the justice and the fairness that can only come from God, who created all of these things and who is at the center of all these things. And so we must not lose faith in God, and we must not lose faith in connecting with God. And so stay tuned for part 3. Be right back.